Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today is the 12th day of April, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm coming to you from my little farmhouse in France. We're fighting, guys. We are being attacked from every which way. You have no idea. They're trying to stop what we're telling the world. They are desperate. They are flipping out. They are bringing out every person they can bring out to destroy what we've done and what we've put together on the website. We've done the research. We've put the legwork in. We've made the efforts. We have discussed these things with experts. We have brought on the people. We have found the old audio files of Friedman and Myron Fagan's work and Untermeyer and all of these people, all these criminals. We've gone to the Balfour documents, and what you need to ask yourself is why. All of these other shows never speak about these documents. All they want to do now is say that I'm some COINTELPRO guy. Well, let me assure you, I am no COINTELPRO guy, never have been. And for any of you who've seen my rise to this position as a talk show person, and as this is not a talk show anymore. This is a political movement. Make no mistake about it, this is not a radio show, and I'm not looking to get ratings here. I'm trying to change the world. And I think with you, we'll do it. We will do it. But we can't get distracted. It used to be, interesting, 10,000 hits when you Googled my name on the Internet, on Google. 10,000. You put quotes around Daryl Bradford Smith, 10,000 hits. Now you get 900, and almost 90% of them are against me. That all happened in the last week. If that doesn't tell you these people are absolutely panic-stricken over the things that we're putting out on the airwaves, then nothing will. And Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz and Corbyn and the rest of these criminals, and Alex just coming back from Hollywood talking to the Jewish mafia out there on what to do and how to get this message out and how to defeat this guy. They've been in contact with Google. Now you might want to ask, why would they be able to control Google? Well, Google was recently bought out by the Zionists, whether you know that or not. And all they have to do is not allow certain things to rise to the top of the search. Well, that's exactly what's happened. Because if you do I Am the Witness, you'll get 10,000 hits. Eric will attest to the fact that just a week and a half ago, there were 22,000 hits for Daryl Bradford Smith. Now there are 900. And all of them, without exception, are negative, almost. There's a few of them that aren't. So what does this mean? It means the 10,000-plus people that listen every day and the other 10,000 that do the legwork with CDs and the rest of it have to buck up here, have to step up to the plate here and go out onto the Internet and spread this far and wide. Show these people Ben Friedman. Don't show them Daryl Bradford Smith. Show them Benjamin Friedman's audio and Myron Fagan's audio. Those two alone, oh my goodness. And then show them the supporting evidence of what Untermeyer did in his speech to the assembled jury in New York, talking about exactly what these two other men, Fagan and Friedman, were discussing. It's irrefutable. Then we've got Rosenthal there talking about it. These are documents. These are things no one ever puts on the air except us. Why? No, you have to understand something. No one's linking to us. Most of the people out there telling this story are not telling the truth. They've got a $1 billion budget to control the Internet, and these people are working for the money. Some of them are working because they feel like they're, dedicated to Zionism. Others are doing it for the cash, guys. You have to look. Why is it that Friedman is not brought up? Call up Alex Jones' show and say, why don't you talk about Benjamin Friedman? Why don't you talk about Myron Fagan? Why don't you talk about Rosenthal? Why don't you talk about Untermeyer's speech? Why don't you discuss Pidcock's work? Why aren't you talking about this guy, Mohammed Rafik from Britain? Why aren't you talking about the colonel from the British military who has absolutely destroyed these people with his facts? And Barry Turner and Professor James Dickey. And how about Professor McGowan? And how about Ray McGovern, even? you know, where do you want to go with this? I mean, look, I'm telling the facts. I have been telling the facts. You know it. And now they are frightened because we're getting traction, so they're going to do everything in their power to destroy us. We can't let that happen. What we can do instead is put our information beside theirs and say, you decide. And that will bring an avalanche of new support to us. Put our information beside theirs and say, you decide, ladies and gentlemen. You decide, American public, British public, French public. Why is it that this new contract has been given to Wing TV's people? They're bad guys, man. Don't you get it? It's so obvious to somebody like me who's working in the midst of these criminals. Alex Jones is a criminal. Yeah, you know, he does tell some good stuff. It's like Eric's analogy. It's like getting served a bowl of soup with 10% dog poop in it. And you go, oh, well, you know, if you pick out the 10% dog poop, the Alex Jones' soup is pretty good. Well, no. When there's 10% dog poop in your soup, ladies and gentlemen, it's rotten. When there's 90% truth and 10% lies, and the 10% lies are at the most important juncture in the discussion, and then lying by omission, never bringing up Friedman, never bringing up these people who are going to tell you that this is a Zionist conspiracy and it goes back centuries. And we've got the proof, we've got the documents, we've got the evidence, we've got the work done. It's all there. Every single nuance of this information. IamTheWitness.com, ladies and gentlemen. That is the website. And when you go there, you cannot help but be struck by the power of what we're saying. And it frightens many people. It frightens them away. Because these people have been bombarding you and Pavlovingly controlling the way you think for so long that just the very mention of Jewish has you running for cover. Politically correct cover. Oh my God, no, don't talk about that. No. Ladies and gentlemen, get past it. Hold your nose if you have to. Just listen to the files. Listen to Dr. Blair and his work yesterday. Listen to what they're doing, these horrible, horrible, horrible criminal monsters are doing to this Palestinian people. They're killing them wholesale. They're genociding this entire people. By design, not accident. Look at what they've got planned for. Look at what Bush has done with their support of him. This 60% of the 65% of the leadership of George Bush's whole administration is Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, they're only 2% of our population. What is the problem? What is your major malfunction that you don't understand this? 90% of our population. 90% of our media is controlled by 2% of the population. Don't you get that? That's not right. Something wrong here. And they never report the news about the Palestinians being murdered. And they never talk to you about the conspiracies going on and the banking control and the fact that they're selling out the country. And there's never an investigation. And whenever one of these APEC people gets arrested, they whitewash it and send him home. They're even going to let go this guy Pollard who stole a bunch of military secrets. Yes, hello, anybody out there listening to me? Tell everybody in your circle. Everyone needs to know this. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen, and you are part of the war. Make no mistake about it. The very people that are going to save this country are the ones listening to this broadcast right now. They're going to save the world. Because you know what? We have the truth on our side. We've got it. We've got the facts. And you know what? All we need to do is place it in front of thinking people. Now, granted, 90% of the American public is too stupid to wipe their own fannies at times. And I understand that. And so do you, because you've tried to tell people stuff and they just look at you glazed or they turn away from you in fear. You know the drill. But that 10% that's still out there that we can battle for, 10% of America's population, ladies and gentlemen, that's 30 million. 10% of the world. Come on, that's 600 million. We can take these people out with 10%. Make no mistake. Show them the facts. Let them hear what we put on audio tape. Read these articles. Understand the nuances of what they do. They never give you the full menu, guys. They just let you sit up at the counter and say, all right, well, I'll have this or that, and they offer you little snippets, tidbits of the truth, and steer you away from the important stuff every time. And this criminal, Alex Jones, is going to go to prison. I'm going to make sure he goes to prison. And when he's there, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to assure you that he will be held up as one of the worst treasonous humans in American history. He is the Benedict Arnold of modern-day America. Why? Because with his influence that he has been able to garner through duping people, he's leading America down the path to destruction. And that is a fact. Make no mistake about it. And he's working with the Zionists. He's not working on their behalf. He's working directly with them. That's why the trip to California to talk to all these big muckety-mucks in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is bad. And he wants George Bush and Dick Cheney to shoulder the blame as designed. I've told you before, they're probably going to bring in somebody. Dick Cheney's going to have to retire from some heart ailment or some other thing. Bush will quietly pardon him. They'll bring in a replacement that Bush selects, probably John McCain, because they've given you such a rosy picture of this criminal whose father sold out the USS Liberty, whose family got a $100 million contract to be a sole distributor of beverages in the Southwest. Yeah. Working with Seagram's and the Brofman family. Hello, the Brofman family. Do your research. We've done it. It's all there for you to dig up. Listen to what Ted Pike has to say, guys. Ted wouldn't lie. If you held a gun to his head, he'd say, kill me. I won't lie either. I won't do it. You'll have to do me in. I'll never lie to you. These people are out there trying to destroy the nation. They're selling us out. And you guys need to wake up to the facts. And you have to understand that this assault on me is because we are getting traction. We are beating them back. We are doing the job that we were designed to do, and that is to remove from the top of the tier the people who are lying and to replace it with some factual evidence, some truthful audio and video and information, and allow you to see the facts. As we lead you to these facts, we're not going to shove them down your throat. What we're going to do is say, just read it. Take a look at it. We want to talk to Joan Vion tonight. Joan Vion has been going around in circles trying to figure out who did this. She's been in the middle of the mess, in CFR, in the Illuminati kind of mess, and couldn't ever get to really where it is. That's by design. You don't get it. They have you in that middle ground area, going from one door to the next. Well, maybe it's behind door three. Well, what's door five? Well, door one. No. You got to look higher. You got to look up. You got to look to the controllers. Who's behind it all? Where's the money? Follow the money. Follow the banking. Follow the media. It's all there. I hope I don't sound too angry. I'm not angry. I'm trying to get everybody motivated here to take this fight up to the next level. We can beat them if you do. The cretinous Scott Ritters of the world and this moron, horrible human, backstabbing treasonous dog Morgan Reynolds, trying to sell the public blue screen technology, ladies and gentlemen. How treasonous is that? How treasonous is that? Being aided by this guy, Fetzer. And one of the people that goes up to see him gets murdered, and then they start reporting it everywhere that students should better be careful about what they investigate. Yeah. Eric and I know what went on up there. So should you. Yeah. There's no integrity in these people, ladies and gentlemen. They do not care. And their only goal is winning. And I will win at all truthful costs. All truthful costs. That means at all costs will I place before you the honest evidence, the honest audio files, the honest articles that we've investigated, the people that I think are speaking honestly about these things. Face it. Don't go with the majority, because the majority of America is too stupid to wipe their own fanny. Understand that. If you don't think that's true, take a drive over to your local mall and sit there for half an hour only, just 1/2 hour. If you need a confirmation of how far America has fallen, go to the mall and sit quietly and watch people in that mall for half an hour. And if you don't leave that place thoroughly discouraged with the American public, then I don't know what I can tell you. I don't. But you know something? It's by design. And we can turn it around. We can beat these people. This is not a radio program. You're not tuning into the French Connection radio show. You're tuning into a political movement, a groundswell, an eruption. Fight the fight with me, Eric, and many, many others, Pitcock and Rafik and so many who've stepped forward. Dr. Day is stepping forward. She stepped up. My mom, Blair, Dr. Blair, stepped up. Yep. Look at these people's names. Look what they've done. Look at what they sacrificed in the name of freedom, guys, because that's the whole key here. I don't want to live in tyranny. I don't want to live in slavery. I want to live free. I want to design my own life. I don't want Zionist Jews mastering my world. Don't want it. Can't accept it. Nope. Can't do it. Fight with me, please. Spread the word. Go to the website. Write articles. Write things to people. Put them on podcasts, shoutcast, every cast. Go to message boards. Drop more, more, more. There are tens of thousands of you out there right now fighting with us. Turn up the heat. Fight harder. Do more. We need you. We need you. Second half of this interview today is with Joan Vion, financial analyst and searcher for the truth, and you're going to hear some interesting revelations that Joan went through coming to the facts. Joan's an honest gal. She's going to tell you what kind of awakenings happened to her. Second half of the show. Stick with us. We'll be right back.